Aleph Shur Chelik Aleph Daf Tzadi Vav. We at the bottom. First, he summarizes what he said at the top of the page. Zay Avodah Seira. The Avodah is Lehalois Kuch Instinctivizet. To take this instinctive force of inhibition, a certain force of restraint, and to raise it. Ulefchol Yirah Gluya Balev. To make it something that's on the surface and subject to one's control. That is what he said in the previous section. The Rambam says, Perek Beis, Milchoyis Yisidat Torah Halacha Beis, as follows, a famous halacha, V'hi achi haderech le'ahavasi v'rasi. What is the path to love of Hashem and yirah of Hashem? B'sha'a shisponin ha'adam b'ma'asav uvru'av. When a person reflects on Hashem's creations, ha'nifla'im ha'gedelim, wondrous creations, v'yir'e men choich masoy she'en lah erich v'loiketz. And he sees from these things, the wisdom of Hashem, which is without end and without, which is infinite, miyad oyhev umshabeach umfa'er umisavet ama gdola l'idah Hashem agadil. He is struck with love of Hashem and praise and awe and a great desire to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kemoi shomar David, as David HaMelech says, this is in Tehillim Mem Beis, tzame'o nafshi l'elokim le'il chai. He describes his yearning for Hashem as a thirst, a very strong thirst, that a person just feels an immense urge to satisfy. That's the aspect of ahava, oyhev umshabeach. Uchshemechashev bidvarim ha'elu atzman. And simultaneously, as one is thinking about these things, miyad unirta l'achorav, a person also senses recoils. There's another reaction too, v'yifacheid. There's a certain sense of awe and fear. He knows that he's a limited being, a very limited creature, with a very limited knowledge and understanding, standing before the one with perfect knowledge. And this again is this sense is expressed by David HaMelech in Tehillim Ches. When I look at your heavens, the handiwork of your fingers, what is human being that you remember him? That's the paragraph. Davar nifla megalekan harambam. There's a remarkable point that the Rambam here reveals. One needs to read it well to see it. Beyira makir ha'adam es atzmoi be'omdoi lifnei Hashem. Yira is not just a recognition of something great. It's that a person recognizes where he is vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When that immensity of recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu Memus noigim el halev, when it touches the heart, zois yirah, then it is yirah. That's really inherent in the words of the Rambam. Histaklus b'masav haniflaim, in contrast, when a person gazes, analyzes what the Rambam calls these wondrous things, whatever it is, whether when he's studying photosynthesis or the Krebs cycle or whatever it is, even if a person is amazingly moved by this, but if it doesn't bring one to that, it's of ma'ani batzmi lifnet mim de'ois. Who am I in comparison to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Einena yira. That wouldn't be called yira. Ela hasagas rememusa shebedimyon yaseida. It's really a sense of awe, but it's rooted in dimyon. Because it just reminds us, this is a remarkable phenomenon. This is so interesting, so complex. But without it bringing to a sense of, who am I in front of this creator, we would not call it yirah. That is really inherent in the Rambam's words, where he says, nirta lechov v'yifached v'yodea shehu b'riyak tanash v'la, etc. v'imedes lifnet mim deis. Zoi nekudas yirah. This is really the point of yirah. And he gives an illustration. Shenaim she'im drashe. You have two people listening to the same talk. Ha'echad nehene me'adrasha me'avrakuyisya. The first person can thoroughly enjoy the drasha and the havrakuyis, the bells and whistles, the brilliance of it. And it resonates with him. That he recognizes in the words of the speaker that particular illusion and that particular connection of ideas. And it's fabulous. The second person feels as if the drasha is intended directly at him, and strips away and uncovers and reveals all the ailments of his soul. Zeh hasheni yirei shamayim. The second one is yirei shamayim, ki hu miyaches hadevarim el atzmo, because he relates the words to him. The first person understands it and, as we said, enjoys it, but if he doesn't relate it to himself, it is not yirah. With that insight, we can now see, lochen yiras shamayim yiras chet achasen. Yiras shamayim yiras chet are the same concept, very closely related. Ki yirah einena hargasha adina hamufshetes umuntekes molam amasi. Yirah is not a very subtle sensation which is abstract and detached from the world of action. That's not yirah. Ela hakaras ha'adam atzmo lifnei boroi. Yirah is when a person recognizes himself vis-a-vis the Creator. The hakaras is behechach, and that recognition necessarily shetizbate beisrachek adam inachet. Necessarily it will be expressed by a person moving away from chet. That's why yiras shamayim is yiras chet. When a person has a recognition of who he is in front of his Creator, it necessarily brings him, distances him from chet. To the same extent that he drew near to the Creator. So every step towards the Creator is a step away from chet. They are the same. A last point here. You might still have this point to confront in the words of the Rambam, or based on the words of the Rambam. Woe to you. These are the words of the Rambam there, above. A limited creature, very much limited, with a very limited knowledge and understanding. And that might lead to the thought, what depression, what inferiority, what sort of a life is this of lacking everything? That might be a thought that might enter one's mind in reading the Rambam or just in thinking about these things. Afata emorle, the correct response would be oylecha dal ge'eh. Woe to you, speaking to the Yetzirah. Ha'incha yodea, do you not know, ki beshiflus uve oifel, lifneim tmim de'ois, that when a person recognizes his limitations, but in comparison and in the presence of perfection, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yesh ba yisera mehuz yase oil, that contains greater heights and greater light, me'ashe yechilu kol haboros anishbarim, that can be contained by all the broken utensils, ashe chatzvu lahem sha'afei hagon v'rotvei olim minehem, that have been manufactured by all those who crave greatness and those who pursue all sorts of light, all sorts of philosophies and ideologies. Those are broken containers. Yes, it's true that a person recognizes limitations, but in front of and in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is much greater than anything else. He quotes the beginning of Tehillim Ches, those famous pesukim, Ki ereh shamecha ma'aseh etzbe'isecha, when I see your heavens and the handiwork of your fingers, yoreach v'cho yichovim asher koinanta, moon and stars that you established. Yes, a person recoils back. What is a human being then that you remember? What is a human being bichlal? So limited. Nonetheless, the possible is to say, you made it a little less than Elohim. Mefarshim here, you have two senses of Elohim. Either it speaks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it means Malachim. Either way, David HaMelech does not see any inferiority over here. He's not struck by the sense of depression, how limited we are. On the contrary, but the chaser me'at melokim, you made him a little short of the divine. V'chavoyt v'hadar te'atreyu, you gave him honor and glory. Tamshileu b'mas yadecha, you made human beings rulers. You enthroned him over your handiwork. Kol shata tachas aglav, everything you placed under his feet. That's the correct response to Yetzirah. This knowing, in recognizing one's limitations in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that does not lead at all to a sense of inferiority and depression. On the contrary, we realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a human being just a little less than the divine with all the power and all the ability. Kazeis Yairah, that is Yirah. Eved Melech Melech. Here the author is paraphrasing the Gemara. This is in Maseches Shevuos, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. The actual expression is Eved Melech Kemelech. The point is, when a person is associated with a Melech, he himself is of a very high rank. Eved Melech is not the reason to be depressed. On the contrary, constant contact with the king, constant intimacy with the king, when a person makes himself into an eved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is on a very high exalted level. And therefore the avodah, and this is really much, very much expressed in this spirit of Tehillim, is besimcha v'tuv levav merov koil, paraphrasing the psukim in Kisavoy. Like you see, it's really David HaMelech, these words express his joy. That you gave human beings this glory and power and dominion over everything that Hashem created. Finally, the last paragraph is a summary of the last three chapters. As we said, we started in chapter 13, saying that Yirah and Chesed have a common root in the Nefesh. And this is a summary of this. Mishoresh Meshutaf Yitzois, Umisham Nifradois Yirah VeChesed. From a common root, they emerge, and then they split Yirah and Chesed. What is that common root? Mir'iyas Azulat, the ability to see beyond oneself. To see beyond one's world. HaChesed molid po'ole shel HaTavah. When a person is able to see beyond himself, so the aspect of Chesed gives rise to activities of good, of bestowing good towards other people. V'hayir'ah mamtzi agderim l'adam atzmo. Yir'ah, which is ability to see beyond oneself towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then allows one to develop gedorim, as we said with Shlomo Melech, that is the paradigm over here, to formulate certain restraints in terms of one's behavior, speech, etc. Makbilim hem bedarkam. The two are parallel, Chesed and Yirah. Ve'en mechag b'nehem, they're really right next to one another. Yerei shamam yechol likpoitz l'chesed. Now here the author is of course paraphrasing what we said at the beginning in chapter 13, when we quoted the pasuk, And we said, anyone who wishes to jump straight into Chesed, and we said, it's not so straightforward. That's what he's paraphrasing over here. Yerei Shamayim yechol likpoitz lechesed. Yerei Shamayim can jump straight into Chesed. He's got the qualifications. Umin Hashamayim ya'azaru lizkos lemaaseh emes shel Chesed. From Shamayim, he's helped to earn a true act of Chesed, as we said before, to find anashim mehuganim, the worthy recipients of his chesed, which is not so easy. It's a rare thing to find it. And as the author also said in chapter 14, that there's a spark of Ruach HaKodesh in a perfect Maaseh Chesed. Umeidach, on the other hand, Mishenikeres Siyata Dishmai B'Maaseh HaChesed Sheloi. A person in whose chesed you can discern Siyata Dishmai, or he can discern it, you can see that there's divine assistance in his chesed, Sheyesh Alav Chesed, that is the formulation of the Shla regarding the statement of Rav Chama Bar Papa in chapter 13. You can see Sheyesh Alav Chesed, B'yadua Sheyere Shemaim. That's the converse. You can understand, you can take it, that this is a symptom of his being a Yere Shemaim. V'chesed Hashem me'ilam ve'adilam al Yere'ov. Chesed and Yere'ah are inextricably linked to one another. That can be a chapter.